Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. We're on the Bryce Harper watch.
Yeah.
We have to get off the Bryce Harper watch, Ike, because I can't live like this. Because he's not signing for what, 2 weeks, if not more?
I don't know. When is he going to sign?
Jake Arrieta signed March 13th last year. So
he signed tomorrow if the Phillies just offer him the money.
If the Phillies offered him $30 million more than the next best offer, sure, he'd sign tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we said it's Doc's birthday today. Mm-hmm. Dr. J. Julius Erving, 69th birthday. Definitely one of the coolest athletes. I think the coolest athlete in the city. But I asked the people out there, who are the other cool athletes? And look who checks in. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, has a cool athlete. Merrill!
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you?
What's up,
good.
Merrill?
Good. I'm in the car, and I heard you bring this up about cool athletes. So to me, as an athlete, he was cool. He was never a hot dog. He was just smooth and poised and graceful. And as a person, he's a great dresser. There's just something so cool about him every time you meet him. Now, you may say I'm a little bit prejudiced, but my nominee for the coolest athlete is Michael Anthony Quick.
Yeah, he's on our list there.
And Ike, we were trying to come up with some Eagles, and the first one, Merrill, we came up with was Mike Quick. He actually reminds me a lot of Doc.
Yeah.
When you look at him and you talk to him, and he's got that way about him like Doc does.
Oh, yeah.
He's very, very special.
What other Eagles, Merrill? We were kind of... Ike was saying Donovan. I didn't know if he made the list, my list, but what other Eagles? I know there's been some cool Eagles that have come around.
I mean, I certainly love Donovan, and I thought Donovan was the greatest quarterback in modern Eagles history, but I wouldn't use the word cool so much to describe Donovan. You know who was pretty cool? Trent Cole was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now,
good one.
Uncle Merle, you know I did not nominate Donovan McNabb as one of the coolest athletes. You know I did not nominate him for that.
Because those of us
that knew him, we knew that cool does not really go with Donovan McNabb. We know this, Merle. We know this already, right?
Yeah. Not cool. I mean, great, talented, special. But not cool. Well, I'll give you another cool one.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you say Brian Dawkins wasn't cool?
Doc's
Brian
on the
Dawkins
list.
No, he's
really
excluded.
Cool.
Hey, listen, Uncle Merle, I'm tired of Brian Dawkins being on every list, winning everything. He's not on the cool list. Why is he on every list?
Okay, how about I put Ike Reese on the cool list?
Yeah, okay,
he's
got to
be on there.
There we go.
he's got to be on there. All right, Merrill.
I just had to throw my partner in the booth, Mike Quick, out there, because if you look in the dictionary under the word cool, there's a picture of number 82.
You're not kidding.
You ain't lying about that. Hey, appreciate the listenership, Uncle Merrill. Take it easy, brother.
See you guys. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. All right, you too. There he is,
yeah,
Merrill.
We're not going to let Dalton win this.
Yeah, I agree. He's excluded. Yeah, he can't be in everything. All right, Trot.
Listen, we're not about to start having me name my teammates cool or uncool. Stop it. I played along with five. I'm not about to do that with all my teammates.
Well, I mean, see, here's what you always have to go back to, Doc. Mm-hmm. All right? Like, if you go back to Doc, then I don't think Trot's not in the same category as Doc, right? Now, it's Charles Barkley. There's nobody cooler than Charles Barkley.
When you're saying cool, you're saying – are you saying suave or
– I think it's
– like, when people think of Doc when they say cool, just like with Mike Quick, that's more of a – he got a suaveness to him.
I think that's part of it.
Right? Well, cool could also just be great personality, cool dude, somebody I like to hang around with.
Nah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's not Charles then. Charles wouldn't be – he's not suave.
No, he's not suave. Yeah. You're right.
Right? Charles is not suave. Now, BT is probably the coolest teammate I ever played with. Oh, BT was suave. BT is still suave, right, to this day.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Bobby Taylor.
I agree with you. How about this one? Like Bernie Perrant.
He's like the one dude I don't let my wife take pictures with.
Is that right?
And she already, hey, Bobby. No, hell no. Yeah, stop it.
Before you know it, all of a sudden, hold on, where'd she go?
That's a running thing. That's a running thing with all the players with our wives.
Oh, is that
like,
it?
Yeah, ain't taking no damn picture with Bobby, no.
BT will be...
No, it's just that we know that Bobby's a good-looking dude, and everybody... You know,
he's the fashionista.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got the good interior decorator.
Yes.
Knows how to design things, right?
Yes.
I love it, man.
Yes. BT actually helped me pick out a few of my suits.
So help us with the cool athletes that have come through Philly. 888-729-9494. Yeah, like that's a good way of putting it, right?
Right.
You don't have to spend the most money on a suit, but you know how to dress to wear. You can wear something that's not $5,000.
Yeah, I'm not going to name
it. You're cool like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to name any more because I don't want
to
take
some of the
nominees. But, yes, it's a few more. But my guy, you went with Doc. My guy would be BT.
That's a good one.
I would say Bobby's probably the smoothest guy I play with.
I also want
to. Don't let Troy hear that.
I wanted to add Dutch to the
Dutch was a cool dude.
Icon among the women.
The hair. Yeah.
Loved in the locker room.
The tan, yeah.
You'll get guys that'll say that Dutch is the best leader they ever played with.
That's part of it. Everybody had to be liked by everybody.
Yes.
You got to be pretty much liked by everybody. Yeah.
Right? So Dutch has got to be on the list. 888-729-9494. Ray in Morristown's the first caller of the show. Hi, Raymond.
What's on, Marksman? How you doing, brother?
What up, Ray?
All right, guys. Listen, you know what? I'm split right down the middle of this Bryce situation. I agree with both of you. On one hand, I feel like Ike's right because I know the Phillies. We know these guys. I feel like they probably gave a low ball offer. They're trying to be cheap, and they probably really haven't ended up with the right pocketbook in order to get this guy. But I also agree with you, John, because my thing is, look, if you don't want to be here, and it's obviously Manny didn't want to be here, Bryce, if you wanted to be here, you would have signed the deal by now. I mean, I'm sure if you're even close with that amount of money, it's an obscene amount of money, and any of the rest of us would take it in a heartbeat. And I just think that's what's fair. One thing we have to keep in mind is when Ryan Howard had his contract, the first week that this guy strikes out, are the fans going to be talking about, oh, wow, we paid him $300 million. Why is he striking out? I mean, we heard that with the big piece a lot. The other thing I want to talk about is this whole situation down in Florida with the Mr. Wonderful Robert Kraft. I'm laughing my butt off when I heard this story break earlier today. And it just brings me great joy to disparage this guy. Whether it's true or not, it's just... have you ever known an organization in recent memory that's had so much salacious scandal behind it? I mean, in recent years, from the coach, the quarterback, and now the owner.
Right, and certainly not, and still managed to have success. I don't know how the hell they're doing it up there. They're still able to have success. I'm going to hold off on celebrating and mocking Robert Kraft. Adam Schefter said there's a list out there where more bombshells could drop and more prominent names
be. Can we hear that? That was from Schefty.
Yeah.
Do we have that, Ben? Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are
I'm going to hold off until we actually...
trying to speculate. I wouldn't even know. Like, I know the one name that everybody's speculating on. There's no way
they want Tiger. Yeah.
No, the president of the United States.
Oh.
There's no way he was... See, here's the thing, right?
Are you thinking...
Oh, my God. All over Twitter was Trump.
I thought people were talking about
Tiger. Come on, man. No, he just goes to Denny's or Perkins or whatever. He doesn't want to have to pay for it. No, but seriously, for everyone that – first of all, if you're surprised, right? The only thing I'm surprised is that he's using it's in a strip mall next to an Outback. There's like a Thai food place.
Man, I love Outback, man.
Yeah, don't sleep on that bag.
Yeah.
There's a Thai food place. There's an optical place. There's another spa, a chiropractor, and an Outback right next to Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
Nice little strip mall, huh?
It's actually not a bad-looking strip mall. We looked up the reviews of Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
You guys have done research?
We were looking into it.
What?
I looked on the Google to see what was next to it. That's how I saw it, you know, like the live view.
Okay.
I could see it. Yeah, we looked into it. Not great reviews.
No. Oh.
No, because people went there thinking they got an actual massage.
Oh, it's not even a real massage parlor.
What? What's a real massage parlor?
I have no idea.
If you have, if you're looking for relief of like a back muscle issue,
yeah.
You're not going to get that kind of relief there.
Nah. That's why I bought. That's why I was happy. You know, my wife bought a massage chair for me a long time ago, man. Still use it.
Yeah, you're probably on the Thanksgiving table, laying on Thanksgiving table while this. Anyway, for anyone who wants to be outraged at Robert Kraft, how about you be outraged at every major city and town across the country to allow these places to operate? Guess what? A place like this is thriving in Chinatown. Literally minutes away from where we broadcast in Old City. You go to Chinatown, you will see places like this all over the place.
Oh,
and everybody knows damn well what's going on, and no one does anything. Right? So if you really want to shut these places down, and people are really worried about sex trafficking and all that, then just go shut them down. You know where they are. They're not hiding.
Whoa, sex trafficking. I don't want to touch that. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean,
the reason why I never hung out in Chinatown, man. Nobody ever wanted to take me down to Chinatown.
That's why.
I'm glad they didn't.
Exactly. Right? So you want to eliminate.
Besides, I don't like Chinese food, so.
Yeah, you have no reason to go down there.
I don't have a reason to go down there.
You don't like the combination platter.
No.
Get the egg roll, you get the lo mein or the rice, and then you get the meat.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, it's easy.
I don't know if that's meat or not.
Well, it's meat. That's why I said meat, not chicken. Let's go to Eric. Back to the phones. Eric in Coatesville. Hi, Eric. All right, let's go to Jimmy in West Philly. Hi, Jimmy.
Yo, Johnny, Ike, what's up?
What's up, brother?
What up, Jimmy?
How are you?
Hey, listen, I was going to talk to y'all about the Sixers, but with the Robert Kraft thing coming up, there's a question I've been wanting to ask Ike. Hey, Ike, on the Eagles team you was on, who was the biggest player? Not necessarily, prostitute, but who was the guy who always had something nice on his arm?
Man, he's not going to answer that, Jimmy. Are you insane?
Hey, man, I'm not saying Ike to incriminate himself. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You know, who was the biggest player? Who had the lady?
Well, I'll just let you know, I didn't. It wasn't me. Listen.
Yeah.
You had guys that I played with that weren't married at the time that are married with families. So, I can't go down. You got to realize, man, we got millions of people to listen to us on these airwaves, and things I say can be put out in the Twitterverse and be taken out of context. So I can't go down that road, Jimmy. I can't go. Jimmy, those conversations are reserved for in-person conversations, not for the airwaves.
All right, I tell you what, when I'm done, when you can tell John when you guys get off, because I'm interested to know who was the biggest player. But for my coolest Philly guy athlete, I'm going to say Aaron McKee. Homegrown and as
blue
as they come.
Yes, sir.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Aaron.
It's
a
good one.
So Aaron was a cool dude. And Aaron had that, he spoke softly. You rarely saw him, display a lot of emotion. And he was exactly what you needed to be in a locker room with Allen Iverson.
You're right. He was
whose emotions are all over the place.
Well, and he respected it. He respected Aaron. He looked at him like a brother.
Big brother. Yes, sir.
And, ultimately he couldn't control what Allen was going to do, but he could at least.
But imagine if he wasn't there.
Yeah, you're right.
Imagine something, you know what I mean? So
he
did what he could.
When I think of Aaron McKee, and you described him well, I think a little bit like Brian Westbrook. Same thing, B. West was, I wouldn't say an overly emotional guy.
Right.
But also smooth and just kind of like that, go about his business, really good at what he did.
Yeah.
And Brian's a really cool.
Yeah, he's a smooth runner. I ain't going to give him all the other stuff.
No?
Yeah. Some of these guys are good friends of mine. I don't normally tell them this stuff, so I can't be all on air.
You can't do it on the air and
do that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He'll be listening to that.
We got to wait till we have our 20th NFC Championship game reunion.
Uh-huh. Go to Logan, Downingtown. Hi, Logan.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
Good. First-time caller. Wanted to talk a little bit about this whole Bryce Harper situation. It's still going on. Feels like forever. it's been going on for so long now that I don't even, I'm kind of, getting tired of it. I don't even, at this point, a part of me doesn't even care what happens. obviously, I want the man here, but...
Don't let it beat
so
you down,
like,
Logan.
Pissing me off.
Yeah, we almost
don't let it beat you down, Logan. Hang in there.
You almost have to just kind of like stop paying attention and just wait for what happens
that's what you
to happen.
Do.
Unfortunately,
really?
Unfortunately, I can't do that, and you shouldn't either because you should be listening and mad.
John and I can't do that.
We've made some big pickups this year. I mean, even if like I know people are saying that it's kind of going to be a failure if we don't get Bryce Harper, but I mean, we got Real Muto, we got Segura, we got Robinson. Like, we added a lot of depth, and like that's still going to get us into. I think it could get us into the playoffs. Obviously, if we get Bryce Harper, that's the icing on the cake. But
if they get another starting pitcher at the deadline, that is a huge upgrade. I don't know the name that I'm talking about, but they can improve. Because I don't like their pitching with or without Bryce Harper right now. If they have the starting pitching staff, I don't think they're a playoff team. But things change over the course of a season, and you know Harper makes your offense better for sure. So if you don't get that pitcher, man. But I mean, they need another starting pitcher. This is only year one of what you hope is going to be.
Right.
By 2020, now you're talking about World Series.
And that's why you can't. You have to keep in mind that this isn't about adding Bryce Harper and then you're going to win the World Series this year. That's not what this is. He obviously makes you a better team. You have a 26-year-old all-star player heading into the prime of his career. You have an opportunity to lock him up for his entirety of the prime of his career. It's rare that you find that. Like, that's what I don't want the fans to lose sight of. You know, you may be better off unplugging because, you know, some of the thoughts, including coming from my partner, you know, you guys are really just Harper fatigued. And you're not really using your brains when you're thinking about what signing Bryce Harper means and what it could mean, the impact it could have not only on the field, off the field, what it does to our psyche as sports fans, what it does to the perception of the city as opposed to Manny Machado or Bryce Harper not coming here and what that does to the perception of the city. That you who had the most money to spend all season, couldn't land the top two free agents. They didn't want to come.
Yep.
Coming off of a summer where the Sixers couldn't land top free agents. So adding a Bryce Harper at least helps the image of the city, in my opinion, that you had a big-time star come here. Him not choosing here continues to perpetuate the perception of the city. So don't lose sight of that and get all sour on this situation when this dude is what we need. Because we're going to have him for almost a decade, and you're going to have not just one opportunity to build with him in the middle of this lineup, two opportunities to do it. You're going to have two opportunities to do it at minimum. And that's what we need. You know why? Because we don't have that dude. If we had that dude, I'd be like, okay, Bryce Harper kick rocks. We don't have Ryan Howard anymore.
No, Ike, you're right. And that's why when he's ready to sign, the biggest kind, when we're ready to stop playing these games and,
right.
and whatever nonsense they're going on where they're pretending that there's other teams that are offering what they're
I agree with
offering,
all that. Yep, I agree
then,
with that.
Then I will be happy. But until then whatever, whatever. So now, can we hear Mark Lerner, the Nats owner today? So yesterday they tried the whole, like, no, the Nats are very, like Heyman puts it up, the Nats are very much in it. They can sneak in at the last minute, blah, blah. So the Nats made sure they came out today, and they made sure that they wanted everybody to know that they're not in. Here's Mark Lerner.
We're not going to be a part of this game, Scott.
NBC Sports Washington, here's what he said today.
Nothing's really changed on our end. We've moved on, as I said back then, and we had to. We there was no way we could wait around. And Bryce, I'm sure, will make his decision hopefully in the next few days. But we've filled out our roster. And like I said, we wish him nothing but the best. But, you know, there's always that the door's cracked a little bit. But I have no clue at this point what they're up to. I mean, we really haven't heard from them in a couple months.
There you go. So doesn't sound like he's in. I spoke to some people in San Francisco today and said, is the interest legitimate? And they said, yeah, it's legitimate, but not 10 years and not $300 million. If it was a 5 or a 6 year, yeah, they'd do it in a second. They don't want to do 10 years. So if that's the case, what's going to happen? Scott Boras, out of spite, is just going to go sign him to a lesser contract for a lesser team? That's insane. It's insane. 888-729-9494. Take the best contract. It's the best contract that's being offered. It's the best contract that you're going to get. It's for a team that wants you. Then you go sign. That's what you do. And when he's ready to sign, Ike, then he can come and he can sign it. Otherwise, just, I mean, I don't know what to say. They keep trying to make up these teams that are, now the Padres are back in on it. That's the big rumor today. Oh, the Padres are still considering Bryce Harper.
Yeah, because he may sign a short-term deal. I keep saying if the Phillies don't end up with Bryce Harper, they lose. I don't care about any of this posturing. I don't care about any of the other stuff. If he decides I'll go take a short-term deal somewhere else, yeah, it's easy for us to say, yeah, well, go ahead. Well, guess what? He's going to be a free agent again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when are you going to get the opportunity to sign a guy of his caliber? When are you going to have that opportunity again?
In the future.
Okay.
888-729-9494. 10 years, $300 million, take it or leave it. I'll be here, Bryce.
And you know what you're going to have to do? You're still going to have to rely on that player to choose your team. Sixers had room for 2 max deals this offseason. You still have to rely on that player to choose your team.
Mm-hmm. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. And coming up in 1 week from today, Ike, Striking Out Cancer. It's our benefit that we're holding 5 to 8 guest bartenders, lots of Ike juice, a 3-hour open bar, happy hour appetizer buffet, and it all benefits the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center's Director's Fund, which directly supports research at the Cancer Center. This is the one event that we're having this year that we're asking our listeners to come out and really support.
Yeah.
Us. This is the first time we're doing it. Mm-hmm. It's at a great spot, Play 2 Chickies and Pete's. It's right off of 95, the bridges. It's easy to get to. There's free parking. We're not asking you to come into Center City and pay for parking.
Right.
And it's going to be a great time. And we would love to meet our listeners, and this is a great time to do it.
Yeah, and, I mean, listen, we're going to be over here doing the show. They'll get it started next door at Play 2. Then we'll come over and join. And obviously we'll be there until they kick us up out of there over there. We're going to have fun. You know, that's what we do. That's what we do for great causes. You get all these local celebrities coming together to support one another for a great cause. And
yep.
When we do that in this city, I mean, no one does it like us. We know how to go out and have a good time. And what better place to do it than right down here, number one sports bar in America, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Get tickets at evalyevents.com, evalyevents.com. You can find that link also on our Twitter pages. It's pinned right up there at the top. There will be a limited amount of tickets available at the door if you're not able to purchase online. But please purchase online now so you don't have to worry about all that. Ike and Ben are going to have a talent show where they go back and forth on talents.
I like that.
So you'll do your juggling to start. And Ben, what would you do anyway if there was a talent?
Play football. I can do that better than Ike.
888-729-9494. But you can't because of the injury. Remember, he hurt himself. The ligament damage in his thumb.
His thumb still hurt?
It is hurting.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.